Are you scared easily? That's what my trainer would ask me on my first day. I said no, of course not. Or I wouldn't be working in the middle of the woods. Apparently, that wasn't the right answer, because my trainer just shook his head and asked me again. I thought about it, and I said, I suppose it depends on what there was to be scared of out here. If we were referring to bears, then yeah, I was easily scared of a raging animal that's 3 times my size. If we're referring to the nameless threat of monsters and ghosts in the dead of night, he stopped me there. I guess I'd given him the answer he wanted. He gestured for me to follow. We started our hike around the main trail of the park. As we walked, we stopped periodically to point something out. Big tree. 2 years ago, we found a kid lying under this tree. He'd frozen to death during a blizzard. Wandered off, circled back here before we could get to him. We walked a bit further, and took a dogleg off the path to the right until we reached a steep bluff. He pointed. Down there is where we found the body of a mother and her newborn baby. I don't know how they got there. My guess is she wanted to breastfeed and didn't want to do it on the main path. A mile further, and we stopped at the rocky cliff face. He pointed up. Kid disappeared right there, where you're standing. Found his body halfway up that cliff a month later. We'd searched at least 4 times. We don't know how he got there. We walked for at least 5 miles into the woods. There were so many stories and stops that I lost count. I wasn't sure what point he was trying to make. I just nodded and followed along. At the deepest part of the trail, there was a very clear marker that had been placed to advise the trail had ended. He kept going into the trees. I stepped over obstacles with great care, while he seemed to know the area by heart. I asked him where we were going, but he just kept going without looking to see if I was keeping up. I'm not sure how far we walked, probably half a mile or so, when I saw something ahead of us. Through the trees, I could barely make out the right angles of it, and if there's one thing even the least savvy person knows, it's that nature doesn't make right angles. My trainer led us right to it. But the closer we got, the more unsure his steps became. He stumbled for the first time since we'd gotten off the path, and I got the sense that he was taking us here only because some sense of duty demanded he do it. We came to the clearing where the angled thing was, and as we broke the tree line, I stopped in my tracks and just stared. I thought it was a practical joke. I looked at him, but he was staring off to the side, facing away from me. We were quiet, looking at the thing. It was a staircase. A perfect, brand new one. It looked as if it had come from one of the prefab development houses that you see everywhere these days. The carpet was off-white. Even had a little landing at the bottom. For a crazy second, I could feel a distinct sense of tilting, as if I couldn't quite deal with what I was seeing. And I remember thinking that that was how people who went crazy must feel. As if they're falling. Not quickly, but as if guided by something. I shook it off, but I was definitely shaken. I couldn't stand the way we just stood there, as if the stairs were some kind of wild thing that demanded caution. I started to move forward, but my trainer threw his arm out and stopped me. He looked at the stairs, brows furrowed, and spoke very quietly. They're everywhere out here. You'll see them just about every time we go out on a call. It's normal. He looked me in the eyes as he said that, driving home the point. I nodded and I looked back at the stairs. I noticed there was no debris on them, no pine needles or animal shit or even dirt. A word popped into my head, and once it got there, I couldn't get rid of it. Wrong. I mean, it would make a great story in those Alien and Bigfoot websites, I thought. See the article, a big one on the front of those black and white magazines and grocery stores that scream about Bat Boy and the lady who married a Yeti. Stairs in the woods, what do they mean? When we get back to the center, I'm going to give you a couple of forms. You're going to sign them, even if you don't want this job anymore. You're not going to talk about anything I've told you today, and that goes especially for these. You're not going to talk about them, you're not going to take pictures of them, you're not going to go to any newsy type place and tell them about how there's weird shit going on out here. You understand me? I nodded, a little perturbed. I'm going to give you a little word of advice, son. You're going to see them everywhere. They're never going to look the same, and that's fine. Maybe they're big, maybe they're small, maybe they're falling apart. Maybe like these, they're brand new. You probably won't ever see the same ones twice, but supposing you do, it's nothing to worry about. That being said, you're not going to go near them. This right here, this is as close as you're ever going to get. You're not going to touch them or ever, ever go up them. And you sure as hell aren't going to go blabbing around to the visitors about how they might see them. Because most of them won't. And if they do, you're just going to send them right to me. He stopped ahead. Watched the stairs carefully for a moment. They've been out here as long as I've been here, and that's a long damn time. We all know about them. I'm sure you're going to have a lot of questions, and I know you'll be asking about them too. That's normal. But you probably won't have a lot of luck talking to anyone who's been here more than a year, and sooner or later, you'll get that way too, assuming that you stick around. You'll figure out that they're just something. Something you gotta deal with. And you'll find the urge to talk about them is less. And then some rookie will come and he'll ask you about it, and you'll just tell him exactly what I'm telling you. They're normal, and it's nothing to worry about. I didn't exactly believe him, but I just nodded again. There were too many questions to ask, but one seemed more urgent than the others. Why can't we touch them? I finally asked. What happens if we do? He cleared his throat, and he shifted. Son, all I can tell you is that a kid once asked me that about a rattlesnake with no venom. I was working for another park. We had it on display in the animal exhibit. Kid wanted to know why we can't hold him, since he's got no poison. I told the kid that just because the rattler's got no venom doesn't mean he can't bite. I opened the top of the rattler's tank, and I provoked him a little. Snake hisses, lunges at me, just about gets me. Kids all scream. Put the lid on the tank, and some of the kids are crying. Little boys staring at me, and I say, "Still want to hold him?" He looked at me carefully. There's going to be a lot of things out here you're going to see that are going to make you curious. You're going to want to talk about them, figure them out, go explore. See what's what. But anytime that happens, I want you to think about that rattler, son. You hear me? I nodded. I'm going to ask you again, Bauer. Are you scared easily? I thought about it. I don't know, sir. He nodded. That's the right answer.
Take it easy. Take it easy on the truth serum. No more of the... We're alive. And there, kids, it's me, Mr. Creepypasta.
And I like midget porn.
Ooh. Mm-mm. Hi there, kids. It's me, Mr. Creepypasta.
And I'm a Russian spy.
До свидания.
Hi there, kids. I'm Mr. Creepypasta.
And I just pooped myself.
Everybody has like, whoa, just? Hey there, kids. I'm Mr. Creepypasta.
And sometimes when nobody's looking, I go to the dog park and I sniff the dog's butts.
Hi there, kids. I'm Mr. Creepypasta.
And I'm a cam model. Ties ribbons to his penis and dances to Taylor Swift.
This is getting sad. You're not even just saying that, you're just coming to self-realizations and just like not wanting to be here. Hey there, kids. I'm Mr. Creepypasta.
And my mother once told me I was adopted.
Hi there, kids. It's me, Mr. Creepypasta.
And I'm Vincent Vinacava.
And today we're here to talk to you about the Creepypasta comic book. You guys probably heard us talk about it before when it first went to Kickstarter. Well, now it's available for everybody and not just the backer.
April 7th. on Amazon. Follow the link. Supplies are limited.
Very limited, in fact. But you don't want to miss out on this. And it's also going to be the start of the Spooktacular this year. So you'll be able to find out what actually happened to him, whose body was stolen by Bizarro, and me, who's still stuck in the deep web.
Oh, yeah! I don't know. I just thought it was like... Like it was like a catchphrase.
Oh, yeah!
Snap into a Slim Jim! Dig it!
Ah, welcome. I take it you've come for a story. Of course you did. Why else would you have tracked down my website? After all, it takes a very special browser to even locate this dark little corner of the internet. But you already knew that. So, if it's a story you want, it's a story you shall receive. And it would please me very much to read one to you this evening. All of you. Shall we begin? I've got the perfect one in mind. It's a tale about those who've been wronged and the depths they'll sink to in the name of revenge. The Creepypasta comic is available on Amazon April 7th.